This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association Convention in Orlando. I'm with Mike Setnich of Jeppesen. Mike, you've been demonstrating for me a new module for the JetPlan online flight planning service. Not many of us know this, but beginning next July, any aircraft that's operating RNAV and using GPS as primary navigation will need rain predictive capability, either software or online, and this product does that. Can you tell us a little bit about how it works?
Sure, absolutely. So our JetPlan flight planning system allows the customer to optimize their route of flight. Once they've done that in our system, which is an online-based system, they can actually submit that actual route of flight to a rain prediction algorithm. And we've used a partner, DW International, who also provides the Augur system for Eurocontrol. Takes the actual route of flight at that time, sends it over, runs the algorithm, and gives the customer back a report letting them know if there are any outages that may be happening that exceed 5 minutes for the duration of that flight. If there are any outages longer than 5 minutes, we flag that in red, let the customer know where those outages are, what time they're occurring. That allows the customer the option of either replanning that route, either horizontally around the outage or at a different time, or they have the option of flying non-RNAV at that point.
Now, you just demonstrated this for us, and the round trip through the internet to the server and back for the rain calculation was a mere seconds.
That's correct. It's a very fast connection. We have a direct connection with our partner, DW International. So the customer knows generally within 10 to 15 seconds whether they're legal or not.
Now, what we're saying here is that if the customer runs into a rain outage, he has a choice of not flying RNAV or taking a different route. You mentioned either vertically or horizontally. This applies only to aircraft with using GPS as primary.
That's correct.
Now, how does this work as far as JetPlan is concerned? Is it an automatic background module, or does the customer have to do something to add it?
So the only thing that's required is for them to set up for their aircraft to let us know what type of GPS equipment is on board. Usually it's FD, FDE, could be baro-aided. We provide an interface to allow them to insert that, as well as the rain mask angle of the aircraft. Once they've set that up, running a flight plan, they would simply run the flight plan, submit the rain, and it's all automatic done behind the scenes. And we include the rain prediction algorithm as part of our flight planning service. And we just recently received FAA approval so that customers know that if they use our algorithm, the FAA has approved that for use.
So this is available online now?
That is correct.
Okay, thanks very much. We've been speaking with Mike Setnich of Jeppesen from the NBAA convention in Orlando, Florida. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.